in the limelight.
U.S. Representative Louie Gohmert became the latest Republican to file a long-shot lawsuit attempting to reverse President-elect Joe Biden's victory, this time by suing Vice President Mike Pence. The last-ditch legal effort filed recently came from Louie Gohmert, an eight-term congressman from Texas, along with 11 Arizona residents who had been nominated by the state's Republican Party to serve as electors. It comes over a week before Mike Pence is scheduled to preside over a joint session of Congress where the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden and President Donald Trump will be tallied up. Electors had already cast their votes 2 weeks earlier. Joe Biden received 306 electoral votes, 36 more than he needed to win, whilst Donald Trump received 232. The lawsuit asked federal judge Jeremy Knoddel, a Trump appointee in eastern Texas, to declare that Mike Pence has the exclusive authority and sole discretion to decide which electoral votes from a given state should be counted. While pro-Trump electors in some states, Biden won, have symbolically cast their own ballots, experts say those votes carry no legal weight. The Republican complaint claims that part of the 1887 Electoral Count Act should be declared unconstitutional as it clashes with the 12th Amendment. The lawsuit claims that amendment contains the exclusive dispute resolution mechanisms, including that Vice President Mike Pence determines which slate of electors' votes count, or neither, for that state. Legal scholars quickly dismissed the Republican lawsuit as hopelessly far-fetched. We're prepared for you an article written by Michael D'Antonio, the author of the book Never Enough, Donald Trump and the Pursuit of Success, and co-author with Peter Eisner of the book High Crimes, the Corruption, Impunity and Impeachment of Donald Trump. The piece is titled The Humiliation of Mike Pence. Please stay with us for more of Michael D'Antonio's article. The four-year humiliation of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is reaching a crescendo. One-term President Donald Trump, who lost the 2020 election to Joe Biden by over 7 million votes, is reportedly pressuring Mike Pence to take steps to overturn the will of the people. He seems to think the vice president could perform his duty when Congress meets to certify the results on 6th of January. Fortunately, the U.S. Constitution offers Mike Pence no way to stop the process as he presides over the joint session of the House of Representatives and the Senate next week, a process that Joe Biden presided over 4 years ago when Donald Trump's victory was certified. Nevertheless, Mike Pence could aid Republicans as they deliver speeches that will delay the outcome and add to the sense among Trump loyalists that he was cheated out of re-election. In doing so, Mike Pence could stake his claim to the Trump legacy and get a boost for his own political future. Thus, his seemingly absolute commitment to the president could finally be rewarded. To be fair, Mike Pence's tenure as vice president has looked like a continuous show of servility. When he wasn't offering over-the-top praise to Trump and his policy choices, he stood at his side beaming, with a kind of adoring expression that recalled Nancy Reagan's appreciative look towards her husband, former President Ronald Reagan. It is worth remembering that Mike Pence was offered the vice president's job in part because of his appeal to vast numbers of evangelical voters who will be reassured by his presence alongside the profane, thrice-married Donald Trump. However, the sycophant's role would have been part of the deal for anyone who agreed to join the ticket. Always the center of attention, Donald Trump would never make room in the spotlight for anyone else. Mike Pence accepted and kept his commitment. His loyalty tested and unbroken, Pence's fate was sealed. Trump's defeat should have signaled that Pence's reward, his own rise as the GOP's leading 2024 presidential candidate, was at hand. Instead, he's had to suffer a bit longer as the press reports that the president is angry with him for failing to work harder at overturning the election. According to the political news website Axios, Donald Trump was angered when the Lincoln Project posted a video saying Mike Pence was abandoning him. Viewed by 1.3 million people, it begins with the words, "The end is coming, Donald. Even Mike Pence knows it." The video ends with the message, "On 6th of January, Mike Pence will put the nail in your political coffin when he presides over the Senate vote to prove Joe Biden won. It's over, and Mike Pence knows it." Having served 12 years in Congress and 4 years as governor of Indiana, Mike Pence surely knows how the electoral process works, and that he and Donald Trump lost to Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Furthermore, 4 years as vice president has surely taught him that in the president's reality, what matters now is who will join him in the bizarre effort to overturn the election result. Despite the Lincoln Project advertisement, Mike Pence has still taken steps to show his commitment to Donald Trump. Recently, Pence jetted to West Palm Beach in Florida, where he promised a crowd of conservative youth that, "We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out." He also urged the young voters to stay in the fight against election fraud. As he pledged himself to the president's baseless cause and declared there was a battle to be won over election integrity, Mike Pence showed himself to be roughly Trump's equal when it comes to their interpretations about the country's controversial voting system. Despite claims, many from Republicans, of election fraud, they couldn't present any evidence, and their effort to prove that it exists in any pervasive sense have failed. Although Donald Trump's commission on the subject failed to find evidence of meaningful fraud and disbanded a year after being formed, this reality check has not removed the issue from the GOP agenda. Republicans, especially Donald Trump, kept selling the fraud claim, and some people have bought into it because they think this controversial election system, everything is possible. Before the election, the Pew Research Center found that 43% of Republicans and 25% of all those surveyed believe voter fraud to be a real problem when people voted by mail. According to an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist opinion poll, post-election, only one quarter of Republicans say they trust the election results. With opinion polls showing the cries of fraud have worked, Mike Pence continued peddling the narrative, which only proved that he's as willing as Donald Trump to perpetuate a claim, at least where it might also serve his political end. It also shows how much he values Donald Trump's so-called loyal base, which, if measured by the votes cast in November, numbers more than 74 million. According to the website Politico, although Donald Trump has said he's considering a run in the 2024 presidential election, he's also said he might back away from this idea. This would make Mike Pence a front-runner for the next Republican ticket. Under these circumstances, now is not the time for him to break the bond. A man who regularly declares his faith Mike Pence is hardly the type to become a political apostate, not with the paradise of the presidency in sight. Pence's dogged commitment to his wingman role may please certain Trump voters, but it doesn't mean the nomination or the White House will be his for the taking. Just consider the campaign banner displayed 2 months ago at an event in Nevada. What did it say? Don Jr. 2024. U.S. Representative Louie Gohmert became the latest Republican to file a long-shot lawsuit attempting to reverse President-elect Joe Biden's victory, this time by suing Vice President Mike Pence. The last-ditch legal effort, filed recently, came from Louie Gohmert, an 8-term congressman from Texas, along with 11 Arizona residents who had been nominated by the state's Republican Party to serve as electors. Mike Pence is scheduled to preside over the joint session of Congress, and the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden and President Donald Trump will be tallied up. Electors had already cast their votes 2 weeks earlier. Joe Biden received 306 electoral votes, 36 more than he needed to win, whilst Donald Trump received just 232. The lawsuit asked federal judge Jeremy Knoddle, a Trump appointee in eastern Texas, to declare that Mike Pence has the exclusive authority and sole discretion to decide which electoral votes from a given state should be counted. While pro-Trump electors in some states, Joe Biden won, have symbolically cast their own ballots, experts say those votes carry no legal weight. The Republican complaint claims that part of the 1887 Electoral Count Act should be declared unconstitutional, as it clashes with the 12th Amendment. The lawsuit claims that amendment contains the exclusive dispute resolution mechanism, including that Vice President Mike Pence determines which state of electors' votes count or neither for that state. Legal scholars quickly dismissed the Republican lawsuit as hopelessly far-fetched. Election law expert Rick Hansen of the University of California at Irvine tweeted, "No, this won't work." Joshua Geltzer, executive director of Georgetown University's Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection, wrote, "The lawsuit will go nowhere." Georgia State University law professor Anthony Michael Crace tweeted, "This is insane." Spokespeople for Mike Pence's office did not immediately respond to CNBC's request for comment. Some House Republicans have stated they will challenge the election results when Congress meets to count the Electoral College votes on 6th of January. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky, has reportedly urged his caucus not to make similar objections. Any objections to the electoral votes must be submitted in writing and signed by at least one House of Representatives and one Senate member. If an objection arises, the two chambers consider the objection separately. The Trump campaign and several of the president's allies have launched dozens of attempts to challenge the election result in numerous swing states. None of those legal efforts has succeeded in invalidating votes for Joe Biden or flipping the result of any state's presidential elections. The U.S. Supreme Court earlier in December rejected a bid from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to sue four key swing states over changes they made to voting procedures. Donald Trump had called that lawsuit the big one.